Translation. Oh, my Lord Nrsimha, in this way, just being engaged in your transcendental loving service, I shall be able to associate with devotees who are liberated souls, hunksas, and thus, being completely uncontaminated by the association of three modes of material nature, it will be possible for me to chant the glories of your Lordship, who is so dear to me. I shall chant your glories fully. I shall chant your glories fully following the footprints of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, it will be possible, without any doubt, that I shall cross over the ocean of nations.
Suham priyasya surhita paradevataya lila kathastava nisinga virincha gita anjastitarmi anagiran gunavipramukta durganite padjuga layahamsa sangha. So, in this verse, two words are very important. One is Virincha Gita. Virincha means Lord Brahma. And the followers, just like we, Gauriya Sampradaya, means we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. Our sampradaya begins from Lord Brahma. There are similar other sampradaya, just like Rudra sampradaya, then Kumara sampradaya, and there is Lakshmi sampradaya, Ramanu sampradaya. So there are four sampradayas. Brahma sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, and Lakshmi sampradaya. And if we do not take either of these sampradaya in this disciplic succession, then our attempt to advance in spiritual life will be failure. Sampradaya vihinaji mantrasti vipalamata. You cannot manufacture your own prayers unless you follow the footprints of Mahajan. They are Mahajan. This Brahma Mahajan. Lord Shiva Mahajan. Kumara Mahajan, Lakshmi Devi is a potency, spiritual potency of Lord Vishnu. Lakshmi Narayan's potency. She is always engaged in massaging the lotus feet of Narayan. You have seen the picture. Sri Sampradaya. Sri. She is known as Sri. Sri means opulence, fortune, beauty. So she is the reservoir of all these things. So she has got, it is called Sri Sampradaya, the Ramanu Sampradaya. They are called Sri Sampradaya. They worship Lakshmi Narayan. Everyone worships the Lord and His potency, spiritual potency, just like we worship Radha Krishna. Similarly, the Ramanu Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan or Sitaram. So, we should follow the Sampradaya. Sampradaya Bihinaji Mantrasti Vipalava. Sir, here Prahlad Maharaj said that Prahlad Maharaj is also Mahajan because he follows Mahajan. He says, Birincha Gita, I'll enjoy, I shall relish Prabhu Leela Katha, your pastime, the narration of your pastime. But it is not that narration as it is written by some mundane dramatic drama writer or novel writer. No, not that. That is useless. You should not touch. If some ordinary person has written something about Krishna's Leela, you should not touch him. It must be in the sampradaya. Must be authorized person. Otherwise it is useless. You should not touch him. Therefore he specially mentioned Leela Katha Astava Nishinga Birincha Gita, which is given by Mahajan, like Brahma. Just like we offer prayer from Brahma Sangita. We cannot offer prayer from any other person written by any other nonsense. No, that is not possible. Birincha Gita. There is power. If you recite the prayers composed by Mahayana, it has got spiritual power. Just like in your country, Mr. Max Muller, he is very famous as translator of Vedas. But many scholars, they have read the translation of Max Muller, but nobody could understand what is the purpose of Vedas. Because he is not in the line. He is useless. Similarly, that French professor, he has mentioned specially in comparison to my writing, he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Radha Krishna. Yes, that is right. What Dr. Radha Krishna Aurobindo knows about Krishna consciousness? Because they are not in the line. They simply try to exhibit their erudite scholarship. So that is useless. Nāvātmā prabhacanena labhā, na medhaya, na bahunā sutena. This is the injunction given in the Vedas. Ayamātmā, self-realization, God-realization. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labhā. One who has no spiritual strength, he cannot understand. It is not possible. Nāyam ātmā balahīnena na medhaya. If you have got very good fertile brain for manufacturing, concocting ideas, that doesn't mean you will be able to understand Krishna. That is not possible. Nāyam ātmā prabhacanena labhā na medhaya na bahunā sutena. Only one who is favored by Krishna and his, I will say, confidential devotee, what is it not? One cannot understand. Therefore, Prahlāda Mahārāja is given warning that I shall recite the narration of your pastime, which is composed by Brahma. Birinchi. Birinchi means Shiva Birinchi Nuta. That is the secret of success. You cannot compose by whimsical way. No. That will not be possible. Therefore, the next word is very important when it says Padujugālaya-haṁsa-saṅga. Padujugālaya-haṁsa-saṅga. This is possible when we associate saṅga. Sangha means association. Whose association? Padajugalaya hamsa. One he is, because Krishna's feet is compared as lotus, lotus feet we say. So where there is lotus, there is hamsa, swan. Hamsa, you'll find. That is the difference between the crows and the swan. Crows gather in a place, filthy place, where all rotten things are kept. The crows come there, where all rotten things are there, all the crows will come. But when there is lotus, the crows will not go there. The hansa, swan, they will go there. Even in the bird society, there are classes. Crow society, swan society, pigeon society, sparrow society, everyone has got society. But one society is different from another society. Similarly, where there is Krishna Katha, the crows like man will not come. Where there is cinema, where there is prostitute dance, where there is drinking, the crows like man will gather. Tadvayasa tirtham. Tadvayasa, vayasa means crow. So, natat vachas chitra padang harer jasa praginita karhichi tadvayasam tirtham. Any literature, very nicely written, just like Shakespeare writing or some other big mundane writers, they are writing. It is very nicely written, grammatically very correct, and metaphorically very nicely meant. Tadavachas chitrapadam. Chitrapadam is very artistically written. There are literatures very artistical. Natadavachas chitrapadam harerejasa praginita na karhichi. But there is no glorification of the Lord. Simply literary presentation. Such kind of literature is described tad vayasa tirtham. This kind of literature is preferred by the class of men who are like crows. Crows. The Vedic literature which is sung by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, a devotee, even that is broken language presented, tad ginanti sinanti sadhava, they will be accepted by saintly person, they will sing it and they will accept. That is the secret of success. If your literature is exactly following the Mahajana Jira Sadhana, then it will be liked by highly advanced saintly person. And if it is a presentation of mundane literary career, therefore that gentleman has rejected him, Aurobindo and Dr. Others he has rejected. They are useless. Other commentation on Bhagavad Gita. But he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Radhakrishna. Dr. Radhakrishna is well known as a big philosopher, and Aurobindo is also known as great speculator. But he has rejected. Yes, they should be rejected. Because it is bias of things. What is use? Jugglery of words. It has no fact, all imaginary. holy vegetables. So they are going on like that. Therefore, one must be warned, as Prahlad Maharaj said. This is Mahajanaja. Prahlad Maharaj is here. As he is saying, we must accept. We should not indulge in speculation of literary career, which is never touched by the Mahaj. So it is that one must be, the literature must be Virincha Gita. Why you are giving so much stress on Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because it is spoken by Krishna. Similarly, anything written by Krishna's pure devotee, that is important. Otherwise, it is not important. Soham priyasya suhida. We should be engaged always. Reading book is very good, but it must be written by authorities, then it is good. Now, otherwise, if you read 24 hours the newspaper or ordinary book, that kind of reading is simply a waste of time. But if you read authorized literature, then that what will happen then? Then andasa asitarami anugrinam gunavipramukta. Very easily, simply by reading such book, we shall be free from material entanglement. Simply. Because just like Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavan Krishna, they are identical. There is no difference. Don't think when I am reading Bhagavad Gita, not with purpose, then I am bereft, but to associate to with a desire that I shall be able to associate with devotee and Krishna, then Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. There is no difference. Advaigat means without any difference. Vadanti tat tattam idas tattam jad jnanam advaya. If you are a devotee, bona fide devotee, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you must know Krishna is there. If you are a pure devotee, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there on your tongue, dancing. Don't think other way. Krishna is there. Nama chintamani Krishna. Nama. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna without any offense. 10 kinds of offenses, you know that. By avoiding offense, if you chant Hare Krishna, then you must know that Krishna is there. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha purna suddha nitya mukta. Avinratyadnāvanāvina. Similarly, when we read literature, Līlākatha, just like we are reading now Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, this is Līlākatha of Krishna and his devotee Prahlāda. This is Līlākatha, exchange of dealings between devotee and the law. The whole Bhagavad, it is called Bhagavad. Why? The only subject matter is Bhagavan and Bhakta. Bhagavan is the Lord and Bhakta is devotee. It has no other. You won't find any newspaper writer that there was earthquake in London and this and that. You don't find hardly. It is not like that. Tad-māyāsa-tīrtham. Not for the enjoyment of the crows like man. It must be swan. Hangsa. Hangsa, why Hangsa is taken? Param Hangsa. Hangsa has the capacity, Hangsa means swan, he has got capacity. If you give to the Hangsa milk mixed with water, the Hangsa has got the capacity, see, it will drink the milk and reject the water. Therefore, Hangsa. Paramhangsa. Paramhangsa means, although they are in the material world, they have kicked out the material things, but he has taken Krishna. That's all. Krishna is there. Everywhere is Krishna. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Even in this material world, there is Krishna. But the Hangsa can take him. Not the crows. The crows cannot take him. Therefore, difference between the crows and Hangsa. So those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are being trained up to become Hangsa, or they are Hangsa. They don't care for anything, material thing. They are concerned with Krishna. Therefore, Paramahamsa. Krishna is everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. But the devotees can take Krishna from anywhere. How it can be taken? What is the process? The process is this devotional service. If you are engaged in devotional service, in anywhere, you are with Krishna. Iha jasya harer dasse karmana manasa vacha nikhileshu api avasthasu jivan mukta sauchyate. If one has got sincere desire to serve Krishna, in any position, in any body, in any circumstance, he is jivan mukta, that is paramount. Jivan Mukta means, although he is living in this body, he is Paramahamsa. He has nothing to do with this body. He has everything to do with Krishna. So we have to take shelter of such person. Therefore it is said, Padujugalaya Hangsa Sangha. The devotee who is always living under the protection, shelter, of Krishna's lotus feet, like Hangsa. Hangsa, you'll find, they enjoy when there is a lotus. They go down within the water and entangle with the stems of the lotus flower. There is a prayer by Mukunda Malastotra. Addaiva. May Manasa Hangsa, like that, and that's now I forget. So our mind should be trained up like Hangsa, who entangles himself with the stem of lotus flower. So we have to take shelter of this Hangsa, for the Jugalayas, Hangsa Sangha. Unless we associate with such Hangsa, who has nothing to do with this material world, who has taken the cream of the material Krishna, such Hangsa, if we become his servant, Gopi Vartu Padakamalayo Dasa 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 Anu Dasa, then it will be successful. Padajugalaya Hangsa Sangha. Then it will work. If we associate with Hangsa, pure devotee, then our life will be successful. Anjasati Tanmi. Very easily we shall cross over this ocean of Nisan. There is another verse like that. Bhavam buddhi vasya padam paranga padam padangaja padangaja vipadanga natisa. Samasitadi Padapallavam Plavam. The same thing differently expressed. Samasitadi Padapallavam Plavam. Mahat Padama Punda Jasomurari. Bhavamudhi Vasya Padam Parama Padam. Bhavamudhi, in this great ocean of Nisai, in which we are now fallen and pretty much struggling for existence, exactly just like if you are thrown in the ocean, you may be a very good swimmer, but the condition is very dangerous. You will have to struggle. You cannot say, I am a good swimmer, I shall be very easily able to cross over the ocean. That's not possible. But if you take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Samasitaji Padapallavam Plavam, anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, what is that lotus feet? Mahatpadam. It is the shelter of the whole material creation. Mahatattva. Mahatattva, from Mahatattva, the total material energy, that is called Mahatattva. From Mahatattva, the whole cosmic manifestation has come. Therefore, the lotus feet of Krishna means that there is also Mahatattva, many, many Mahatattva. Samasitaji Padapallavam Plamam Mahatpadam Punyajaso Murari. Of Murari, Krishna's another name is Murari. Punyajaso, always Pavitram Paramam. Then this Bhavambudhi Vatsapadam, the great ocean of Nisa has become a small spot of water as it is made by the hoop spring of the cow, cups. Possible. So, Prahlada Maharaj, in the previous part, he described what is the position of this material world. Jasmat priya priya yoga vyoga. Simply lamentation. Sometimes we are so-called happy by getting the desirable things, and mostly we are unhappy associated with undesirable things. So in order to save ourselves from these opposing elements, the best thing is suggested, Soham priyasya suhita paradevataya lila katha. Let us be engaged always chanting the or reading the pastimes of the Lord, Leela Katha. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then it is full of Leela Katha, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So that is the only way to get out of the miserable condition of the material world. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Tinadupi sunichena, tarorupi sahishnana, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya, this is lila katha. Lila katha kirtaniya. When you read or hear or chant about the pastimes of the Lord, that is also kirtan. And if you chant Hare Krishna mantra with instrument, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So we must engage kirtaniya sadahari. Either we should chant Hare Krishna mantra or we should read our book. This is what. Then we will be saved from maya. Otherwise, at any time, we will be victimized. Thank you very much.